Yeah, I think that the Occupy movements are really exciting. I think that it's been the direction that people have been looking for in a kind of global protest movement. I think that thanks to technologies like, especially like Twitter more than Facebook, especially Twitter more than anything, it's enabled this kind of global communication which allows people to coordinate, even if spontaneously, to do these kinds of, to make these statements and show a kind of opposition to really huge and unanswerable forces. So yeah, I think it's a really positive thing, actually.
And what do you think about the idea that this global Occupy actions, that this is a movement that is beyond political left and right? So that on one hand you have 99% of people without wealth and power, and on the other hand 1% of those who have it.
Yeah.
I think this is the idea. I found it, I don't know, for example, among Occupy Wall Street protesters, Indignados movement in Spain, and also in London protesters. What do you think about this?
No, I think it's got a lot going for it, in the sense that it has a kind of a clear statement, which is a politicizing statement, which may or may not be anti-capitalist. I know that people on the left will be critical that it's not left-wing enough in and of itself. But I think that it has a clear kind of statement of who we are. You know, it's saying we are the 99%, and we are against this massive, unjustifiable imbalance. So if you look at this from a sort of Marxist perspective, then it's obviously imminently anti-capitalist. It isn't a clear anti-capitalist statement. What it is a claim for justice, I think. It's a demand for a redressing of inequality. And I think that at that level, it's got an awful lot going for it. And I think that some people have said that it has limitations in that it's clear what it's against, but it's not clear what it's for. So I think that that's a potential limitation, but at the same time, I think overwhelmingly, I think there's a lot of promise here, in the sense that you're seeing a loosely coordinated global protest movement, which you've never really seen before, which I think is potentially transformative of all sorts of things. Whether or not it becomes one movement, or whether or not it becomes a new style of politics that's transnational or international, but then has specific local demands or specific national demands, I think that only time will tell how that will play itself out.